Proclamation number 6150 of 31st of December, 1954. Law of Eternity, Love. Divine Order. There is an eternal law to which you must all submit if you want to be happy. You can indeed deviate, you can also violate the law, but then you will also give up your bliss, then you will end up in a state where all harmony is annulled, where you are unhappy. But the law of eternity is called love. And now you also know when you break the law. When you sin against love. Where love is, there is order, harmony and perfection. And therefore also bliss. If love is disregarded, then everything else will also be destroyed. Other unlawful qualities will arise from unkindness, all of which only contribute towards creating a wretched state and giving birth to evil which constantly multiplies and thus excludes all harmony, which is a prerequisite for bliss. A life against the law of divine order, a life against love, will have an effect in a chaotic state because it never has constructive but always destructive consequences. Until finally this state has reached a degree where these destructive effects become visible. Where therefore a forcible return to divine order takes place, otherwise a chaos which cannot be overlooked would make human life on earth impossible and thus the main purpose of creation. The maturing of the spiritual in it could no longer be fulfilled. God, however, sets everything right. He restores order as soon as the time has come when the limits are exceeded, since humanity lacks love and has therefore completely stepped out of the divine order. But such a re-establishment of divine order is extremely painful. It requires a hard hand that sets right what has been perverted and straightens what was crooked. And those who suffer will be the people who rise up in resistance, who prove themselves to be completely out of order through their lack of love. These must pass through a purification fire which can still break their resistance before the rectifying act takes place. Or else they will be forced to comply with the eternal order through bondage which they can no longer resist. Order must be restored for the sake of the redemption of the spiritual. Love must reign on earth again, harmony and bliss must once more be guaranteed to the inhabitants of earth who subordinate themselves to the eternal law, who thus live in love and intimate union with God, who is eternal love himself. Only the fulfillment of his law releases the spiritual from its bondage, which, however, closes anew around the spiritual, which violates the law of love to such an extent as is evident before the end of a redemption period. That spiritually and earthly only chaos can be spoken of, which one day will trigger complete destruction. Once again divine order will be established so that good can attain beatitude and evil will be banished. For God is Lord over heaven and earth, and to him all that has come forth from him must bow. His will must be fulfilled, and his will is love. Amen.